So Brad is on the line. Good morning, Brad. How are you today?
I am.
I am too.
We are.
We are together once again to talk about controversial You Bet. Wow, this is controversial. I mean, the two thoughts that you're presenting here, number one, is God a man or a woman? And the second one, homosexuality in regards to being a spiritual issue as opposed to a physical or genetic or predisposition or how many other labels you want to put on it. I mean, you picked some hot issues here.
Uh-oh. Does this mean I'm going to be jumped on?
Well, no, I wouldn't say that, he says slyly. No.
Oh boy, I got my guard up.
You can relax. You can relax because, you know, strangely enough, I happen to agree with you, but I do want an answer to this one question that I see people ask you, and you've got it twice in your article, and I know I've asked you as well, and I haven't got a definitive answer, and I sure would like one. So the question is, do you believe that all homosexuality is caused by demons?
Well, a simple answer to that is no, I don't.
Well, that clears it up then, doesn't it? But do you add anything to that?
If I do, we might lose some of the audience that we've recently gained.
That's all right. Those who have ears to hear, let them hear.
All right. You know, the couple I use in the conversation, I lifted that from the book Leapfrog, which is fiction, but it's fiction that's based on fact. And that was an actual conversation in the setting that is there is actual what happened to the T. The only thing that's changed is the names of Joan and Ray. The names are different. They're different in the book as well. But the reason I'm going into this, because this guy is a former homosexual. He's now oriented towards sexuality. He's oriented to and got married to a very pretty blonde lady. She was a former bisexual. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up, Ray was... He and his brother were both diagnosed with HIV. A couple people in the community that where they were in was a gay community and already died from AIDS. And this guy was pretty active and was scared to death that he was going to get AIDS. He was very much demonically controlled. He was suicidal. He had whole, you know, just bunch of garbage on him. He wanted to be delivered. I asked him the key question I ask of everybody, and it was a matter of deliverance. He wanted to be healed from HIV because he knew a couple of guys that had AIDS and had been healed. Point being with Ray is I asked him the key question, which is, Ray, do you really want God's will, no matter what the cost? And he says, well, yeah, I think so. You know, and I said, Ray, no, seriously, it's got to be more definitive than that, or really we're not going to get anywhere. And let me tell you one good answer is I want God's will unto death. I'm willing to give up anything to have God's will. So if it were God's will that you were to die of AIDS, or you wanted to go through it? And he looked at me and I stopped and I said, Ray, it isn't God's will that you die. I'm telling you right now, it's God's will to be healed. But if there's an enemy involved, if there's something spiritual involved, you need to have authority over that enemy. And the only way you're going to have authority is to know that you want God's will and put everything in the universe on notice that you want God's will no matter what the cost, even to death, if that's what's necessary. He looked at me, boy, then he brightened up. He said, okay, yeah. I want God's will unto death. I said, brother, here we go. So I was directed to get him to do a whole thing of casting out spirits out of himself so that he wouldn't have any connection to me or be relying on me. Well, one of the spirits that went out of him was the spirit that was causing the homosexuality. And that's why he asked the question, you know, Brad, do you believe that all homosexuality is caused by demons? To which I said, no, I don't know. Now, since you posed the question that way, I know I'm taking forever here, but here's the deal. With Ray and with a lot of other afflictions that people ask me, do I always believe that cancer is caused by demons? And my answer is always the same. No, I don't. All I know is that every time I've cast a demon that was causing cancer out of somebody, the cancer goes as well. That was with diabetes, it goes with asthma. I don't know. I'm not going to say all those things are caused by demons. I don't know. But I do know that every time a demon is cast out that caused it, the thing that it was causing goes too. I'm sorry it took so long, but I felt like I had to say that.
Okay. I wanted clarity on that because I didn't want any of our audience to misunderstand or misinterpret your interpretation of your experiences. There's no judgment associated with what you're saying.
Absolutely not. None.
Which makes what we previously published on the website, the previous article, very apropos. Where does this judgment come towards homosexuality? Where does it come from? I'm pretty clear on it, and the two places I know of is one, fear of your own predilections towards homosexuality, so you're homophobic, so to speak, based on your own issues, and or through indoctrination that they hand out it in the church pew.
Okay, now, do you want to hear my spin on the whole thing?
Sure, I'd love to.
Well, I agree totally. I would say to those who hold on to every word that's written in the Bible as truth, Paul said something, for God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of a sound mind. And that word is the same word that means you got the mind of Christ, is what God gives. So, therefore, what you just said, and you want to interpret that as homophobia, guess who instills that? If a demon has caused homosexuality, and again, I'm not saying that all homosexuality is caused by demons, and it's why I made it very clear that I wasn't even worried with, in the case of Ray and Joan, about that they needed, quote, further deliverance. Because there was no demonic activity there. I didn't sense anything. You can tell. Once you're attuned to it, you can tell. And I know a lot of people don't even think they exist. I don't care. I'm telling you what my experience is. If I'm crazy, fine. So then what you just uncovered, and I never even thought of before, the demon-inspired doctrine that the church holds to about homosexuality is demon-inspired. It's fear-inspired. The whole doctrination, they pull verses out of the scriptures that have nothing whatsoever to do with anything. And, you know, it's taken out of context, and I'm not going to lay on to anything. I'm saying it's their interpretation. But anyway, I've said my piece.
That's a good piece. And what I've seen, though, from churches, and actually it was probably the very first defense I picked up at church, I had to work on that hard to let go, was the church rejecting a homosexual woman, a lesbian, insisting that she had to renounce homosexuality and become a heterosexual and all these sort of things. When the strange thing about it, the whole incident, was she wasn't even involved in a relationship at that time. And she had just discovered Christ. And so as soon as she came into the church and said, well, I'm gay, she was still wearing the label, the outside world's label of her sexuality, they immediately attacked her. Well, how long do you think she lasted at church? Not very long.
Not very long.
Yeah, yeah. She was in the front door and out the front door very quickly because of the amount of judgment she got. That she was a sinner and that God would never accept her the way she was. And oh my gosh, what they were telling this poor woman was incredible to me. I couldn't believe it. And unfortunately for her, she had heard that story enough times that as hard as I tried to convince her that God doesn't care about her sexual preferences and that she's loved just as much as I'm loved, she just couldn't accept it. She seemed to want to hang on to the rejection, I guess. I don't know.
There we go again with what causes that. You know, see, everything you're saying is so fascinating to me when you look at it from the perspective of doctrines of demons. And what that means is demon-inspired doctrines. And the difficulty we get, because I have a tendency to expose some of my thoughts on the existence of demons, which I totally believe are real and existent, and I've seen enough psychiatrists who are convinced of it, and I've gone through those things with you before, but the key is what you're saying just underscores the existence of that spiritual force on the other side that's creating all kinds of garbage. It's like when we know some guy commits a horrific murder, you know, some little baby or something, what we want to do is fry him. Want to spring him up and kill him. So what happens is, it's all the enemy. The enemy, the demon caused him to kill, and the demon gets into all these righteous people to get them all stirred up so they'll kill the guy. And all the time, it's Satan's work. It's not man's work. So we don't want to forgive anybody for that. I'm going to go off on it here. I'll give it up. I think you've said what needed to be said, and I've said all I care about saying. It really doesn't make any difference.
Well, so the real question is, how do people get free from this sort of judgment and this sort of environment where they look at people as separate or different? Or what can we say here to encourage somebody to break free from that?
They need to be delivered from it. They need to have the spirit of judgment exercised out of them. And as long as they refuse to even look at that as a possibility for their ridiculous opinions, I'm not being judgmental here. I think the Spirit of God is speaking through me right now. It's that serious. I've got chill bumps going all over me. I know what I'm saying is absolute truth. Judgment comes from what? Judgment comes from the enemy, who is pointing and accusing all the time and still has the ear of our Father. I don't understand all this stuff, but I'm sorry. The way you get free is Christ. The way you get free is the Spirit of God. If you have judgment, if I have judgment about anything, if I'm holding on to an opinion and I'm so afraid that I'm somehow going to be insecure, that I won't take that opinion to Dad and say, Dad, what's your opinion on this? Should I change? Should I look at things a different way? You don't have to get into some ridiculous exorcism, deliverance session. That's not what I mean by deliverance. But when we have the Spirit of God tells us what? Not to judge. That's what the Spirit of God did through Jesus. If you're going to judge, you're in danger of being judged. And I know that from a very practical level. What I learned was, I made two statements way back when I was in the organized church. And it was before I became a pastor. I hate using that term, as you know. But two things. One was, I really was in judgment about a woman who had just been divorced. And I made the statement, not to her, but to others, a backbiting statement that, look, a Christian who has a real experience with Jesus Christ never has to be divorced. In less than 5 years, I was divorced. Another time, I made this judgmental statement about a businessman, if he's a Christian, never has to go bankrupt. I don't know how many years later, but I had to file bankruptcy. I have to take the responsibility for everything I do. Now I look at things so far differently that, yeah, had I taken responsibility, my whole life would be different. I've screwed up so much of my life, and, you know, that's why I've taken on a pseudonym. So, you know, I don't care about a pseudonym anymore. I'm just going to change my name to Brad Cullen because I like the guy.
But I like him too. He's easy to get along with.
I've painted Brad Cullen into being a very, very nice guy.
He's the guy you want to be?
Sure. And anyway, don't judge. And that included in that, you better not be judging homosexuals. And you better not be judging those who are anti-homosexual. You know, it's like being prejudiced against prejudice.
Yeah.
I understand why people have prejudices. That's okay. But let's all get free from our prejudices. Go to dad. Come up with something totally new today. You and I do this every day. Why? Because we go to dad. The only thing we want anybody to do by coming on this website or listening to us blather on is to go to dad direct. We don't have any answers. Dad has all the answers.
He does.
And what I believe today, I'm going to believe something different tomorrow. Praise God.
Well said. Well said, my friend. And with that, thank you very much for your time today. I really think that we've hit on some key points. Stop the judgment. Stop it now.
Hey.
Thanks.
Well, good.
Thanks,
good.
Brad. I look forward to the next one.
Hey, let me warn you. I think we'll get a few emails suggesting that we be burned at the stake.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Thanks, Brad. Appreciate your time today.
Hey, love you. Thank you.
Love you too. Bye.